Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Now, here we go, y'all. I wrote this little churchy song just to let somebody know that no matter what's happening in our society, you still have the victory, huh? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't let this world and this system take you out of the game, huh? You are victorious. Say it like this. Come on, say it, y'all.
I can't give up.
Oh, I can't give up. I'm not gonna give in.
I won't turn back.
I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
I'm built to win.
So God, you still be to win. Come on, say it again.
I can't give up.
I can't give up right now. I've come too far.
I can't give in.
I'm not gonna give in and just do it.
I won't turn back.
I got a road ahead of me that God wants
I'm
me to go to.
Win.
I'm built to win. So say this. So the trials
are done.
There's still a race.
There's still a race for me to
run. I can't give up because don't be that good, good to me.
I can't give up.
I can't give up and just get out of the line to come.
There's
got to be
something
around the corner for me. Say it from the top. How many of y'all believe that in this room? Say it again.
I can't give up.
I can't give in.
I won't turn back.
Cause no weapon formed against me is gonna prosper. I'm built
to win.
So the trial of to come. There's still a race for me to run. I can't give up. Can't give up.
Can't give up.
No, I'm not. Come on, say it like this, y'all. But I'm gonna gain.
Never
gonna give in. Cause your provision will cause me to win. Yes, it will.
Never
will I throw in the towel.
Never.
You promised you'd make a way somehow, Jesus.
Never.
So listen, y'all, I've come too far now to quit.
Never.
So I think I'll run on to the way to end because. Keeping me, Lord. Here it is, y'all. Here it is.
You're keeping me alive.
You're keeping me alive for a reason, Jesus.
You're keeping me alive.
My purpose and my destiny is about to meet up. And you get ready to do it,
Jesus.
Above what I can ask you or think or imagine. God, you're keeping me. You're keeping me. You're keeping me. It's been your grace and your mercy. It's been following me all the days of my life.
Keeping me alive.
Yeah. Woo. Alex Hill, yes sir, let's get it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, he's keeping us alive. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We ain't turning back. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. where the word of the Lord comes alive. We say we come with a humble heart and stretched out arms this morning. Have your way today in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Clothe in our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in our services on today. Have your way in our homes on today. Deliver and set free today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and we just say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name, the name above all names. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for grace and mercy, how it sustained and kept us. Thank you. Hallelujah. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Thank you, Lord. Our loved ones still in the land of the living. Oh, we come to say thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name today. Have your way from the pulpit to the back door today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in the children's churches on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come to bless your name today, Lord. You say, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We complete the blood of Jesus over this line today. We drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to welcome you today, Father God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as we continue to pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Pour back into him in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour your strength into him, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for Mom and Dad Matthews today, Father God. Continually strengthen and build their bodies, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for Mother Allen, Father God. Continually strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to thank you that no weapon formed against your people today shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to thank you for the Deuteronomy 28 blessings on today, Father God, for your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today. We bless going out, we bless coming in. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We more than conquerors, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name for being Dr. Jesus today, the great physician for your children, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in the hospitals on today. Have your way in the nursing homes on today. Have your way, Lord God, in the penitentiaries on today, county jails on today. Heal and deliver and set free. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name, Lord. We come to say thank you. For all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Lord God, we thank you for being a fence around them all, Father God, keeping them all from seeing an unseen danger, keeping them all from seeing an unseen sickness, Lord God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up Biden and Harrison to you, Lord God, and their families, Father God, cover and keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you for a breaker anointing, breaking every yoke today, Lord God. Depression, oppression, Lord God, rejection. We bind it up right now and send it to the dry place. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. You say what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah over God's children. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up the homeless near and far today, Father God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up doors for them that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for the homeless. Thank you, Lord God, for a roof over their head, food in their stomach, Lord God. Clothes on their backs today, Father God. Open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Father. We lift up our neighbors to you today. Have your way in our neighbors today, Lord God. Order their steps, lead and direct them in all truth today, Father God. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over all means of transportation today, from the airplanes, train, buses, cars, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to say how much we love you, Lord God, how much we need you. We're nothing without you. We come to cast the world's care upon you because you care for each and every one of us. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we lift up Africa to you today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jamaica to you today, Father God. Ah, we say have your way in Jamaica today, Lord God. St. Louis, Lord God. Mexico, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way in the nations today, Father God. Let your will be done. Not our will. Not our way, but your way. But have your way, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to say thank you, Lord God. For our roofs over our heads today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. For our clothes on our backs today. Our shoes on our feet today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to bless your name. We just come to magnify your name today. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Have your way in their lives today. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. We thank you for reaching that faithfully works behind the scenes, Lord God. Continue to bless her and her entire family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We just come to magnify your name today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name. Have your way today, Lord God. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We are nothing without you, O Father God. We move and we have our being in you, O Father God. We move and have our being in you, O Father God, because since we were small, O Father God, we have come to understand, O Father God, your word, O Father God. Your word, O Father God, is all that we knew, O Father God. When our mothers and fathers, O Father God, brought us to church, O Father God, we went through Sunday school, O Father God. So your word, O Father God, has been established within our hearts, O Father God, since young, O Father God. The foundation of your word, O Father God, have invisibly guided our life, O Father God, because of the precepts, O Father God, and the understanding of your word, O Father God, that we had at that time in our life, O Father God, built, O Father God, our character, O Father God, even built, O Father God, our way of thinking, O Father God, even built our way of seeing things, O Father God. But as we grew, O Father God, you revealed, O Father God, your word to us, O Father God, in greater dimensions, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for that love that you shared toward us, for giving us the ability to understand your word, O Father God, your revealed word, O Father God. In the trials and the tribulations, O Father God, that we encountered in life, even the experiences, O Father God, that we encountered in life, O Father God, we've measured it by your word, O Father God. And Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for giving us your word, O Father God, and for what Yahshua HaMashiach done upon Calvary, O Father God, and that we know, O Father God, that the pillars of the foundation of your word has been built within us, O Father God. We know and we understand, O Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God. Yeah, we could may endure for a night, but you are coming in the morning, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for all those things that you have given us to stand upon, O Father God. We thank you for the foundation of your word being built within us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for all of the healing, oh Father God, that you have enacted upon each and every individual life, oh Father God, with them knowing about it and not knowing, oh Father God, as you're that type of God, oh Father God. Because of your great love that you have for us, you wish that none will perish, O Father God, but all will come, O Father God, into the full knowledge of you, O Father God, and have that personal relationship with you, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for all that you have done, O Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God, that have kept us, O Father God. Even the things that was able to enter our lives, oh Father God, they came as experiences, oh Father God, which taught us, oh Father God, and guided us, oh Father God, through our daily lives, oh Father God, because of the of memory of things, of what to do and what not to do, and how your word, oh Father God, has presented itself to us. And the things that we experience in our lives, oh Father God, and we thank you, oh Father God, that we, that you and us, oh Father God, came out on the winning end, oh Father God. Even when it doesn't look like it up in life, oh Father God, we come out on the winning end, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing, oh Father God, and have done up in the lives of your people, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, because we know, oh Father God, the things which are impossible with men, oh Father God, are possible with you, oh Father God, because we understand, oh Father God, that you are not a man, oh Father God, that you should lie, oh Father God, because every word, oh Father God, that comes out of your mouth, oh Father God, is true, oh Father God, because if you said it, Father God, we know that you will do it, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for letting patience, oh Father God, have his perfect work within us, oh Father God, that we may be perfect and complete, oh Father God, lacking nothing, oh Father God, for all of the things, oh Father God, that you are allowing up in our lives, oh Father God. Some, oh Father God, we even open the door ourselves, oh Father God, not knowing, oh Father God, we did it out of ignorance, oh Father God, but in that ignorance, oh Father God, we found you in it, oh Father God. So even we thank you even for that, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, even for covering our children, oh Father God, during this dispensation season and time, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for keeping them, oh Father God, through the roads that they may travel in life, unbeknown to us, oh Father God. But we thank you, oh Father God, that their soul, oh Father God, will not be totally captured, oh Father God, by the enemy, oh Father God. Because, oh Father God, we know and understand that the body, oh Father God, will be back to the dust, oh Father God, from which you came, oh Father God. Our spirit, oh Father God, goes back to you. But our soul, oh Father God, is what the enemy is after, oh Father God, our mind and our will and emotions, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for even regulating that now, oh Father God, because of the times and the season that we are in, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for having a microscope within us and upon us in this time, oh Father God. Your voice, oh Father God, is getting stronger, oh Father God, day by day, oh Father God, as the old, oh Father God, is being shed and washed clean, oh Father God, so that we, oh Father God, may be able to see you, oh Father God, in everything, oh Father God, that our eyes behold, oh Father God. So we thank you for strengthening us in that area. We thank you for strengthening us in the areas that we are weak in, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for strengthening us, oh Father God, in our mental, oh Father God, cognitive abilities, oh Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, that unconsciously, oh Father God, everything within us is being measured, oh Father God, by the foundation of your word within us, oh Father God, and our response to it, oh Father God, is the response, oh Father God, that the Holy Spirit, oh Father God, that was given to us, oh Father God, the teacher of all truth, the unadulterated truth, will guide us, oh Father God, in the things, oh Father God, that we encounter in life, oh Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing for us in that area, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. And we understand, O Father God, that we are your temples, O Father God, and we understand, O Father God, that your spirit dwells within us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you came, O Father God, to set us free, O Father God, from the curse of the law, O Father God, and from everything, O Father God, that has been misrepresented, O Father God, even unknowingly to them, O Father God. But we thank you, O Father God, that you came, O Father God, through Calvary, O Father God, and what you've done on the hill of Golgotha to set us free, O Father God, from all of those things that you perceive that we may go through in our lives, O Father God. You made a way, O Father God, for us to have escape, and also for us to understand, O Father God. Oh, and O Father God, and we thank you and we honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God. Because even in your word, O Father God, you say, whatever we do, O Father God, do it accordingly as to you, O Father God, and not unto men, O Father God. Because we know that all things are possible, O Father God, to you and even to the person who believes, O Father God, and we put our trust, O Father God, in you, O Father God, because you are all that we knew, O Father God, and we all, and you are all that we know, O Father God, and we move and have our being, O Father God, from what we know of you to be to us in our lives, O Father God. So we thank you for magnifying that up in our lives, O Father God. We thank you for making yourself real, O Father God, to us, even to the babes in Christ, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for you showing yourself strong up in their lives, O Father God, so that they won't be tossed to and fro, O Father God. You are showing yourself, excuse me, strong up in their lives, O Father God, where they will not be moved or tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, O Father God, but they will converse, will understand and know that your voice, O Father God, and they will know it inwardly and personally, O Father God, because of their relationship with you, O Father God, and they will not be moved, O Father God, by what the enemy in the world is trying to establish, O Father God, in their lives, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for tearing those strongholds down within each and every one of us, O Father God. We thank you for dealing with each and every one of us personally, O Father God, and our trials and tribulation, our ups and downs, our unbeliefs and beliefs, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you are molding us, O Father God, in the things that we should believe, O Father God. So we thank you for your word when it says help us in our unbelief, O Father God. O Father God, because you are showing us new things, O Father God, new things to us, but it was always in you, O Father God. Thank you for showing those things to us. Thank you for establishing those things to us, O Father God. Thank you for giving us the understanding, O Father God, of those things that you are showing to us, O Father God, for such a time as this, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for giving us, O Father God, every weapon that is needed in battle, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that our thoughts, O Father God, can be projectiles, O Father God, toward the enemy, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for your voice, O Father God, overpowering the voice of the flesh, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for all those things that you established us and equipping us, O Father God, for such a time as this, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for preparing, O Father God, the way for us, O Father God. Even though the road may be rough, and even though the road may be tough, O Father God, but you, O Father God, give us confidence in you and knowing that you are there within us, O Father God. You're still small voice, O Father God, speak to us, and we hear it, and we obey. In the voice of a stranger, we will not follow, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that you have given us the ability, O Father God, to hold fast, O Father God, to the pattern of sound words, O Father God, in faith, in love, in you, O Father God, because we set our mind on things above and not on things of the earth, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for all this that you are established up in our lives, oh Father God. We thank you for strength, oh Father God. We thank you for your healing virtue, Father God, born throughout the land, oh Father God. Even the cross, oh Father God, that some have to bear, oh Father God, at such a time as this, oh Father God. I ask that you would give them strength, oh Father God, that it would be a testimony, and they will be overcomers, oh Father God, and they will not be subject, oh Father God, to the things that the enemy has instilled and put and placed up in their lives, oh Father God. Oh Father God, let that great testimony come forth, oh Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time of the thing that they had to go to, and a way that you have opened up their eyes to see, oh Father God, what you're doing up in their lives, that you never forsake them nor never leave them, although their body may be feeling what they may be feeling, going through what it's going through, but we never lose trust and belief in you, oh Father God, for you. So we thank you for that ability that you have given us, oh Father God, to stand strong in tough times, oh Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh Father God. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for placing that ability within us, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for the overcoming ability, oh Father God, and eyes to see, oh Father God, because you have taken the blindness off, oh Father God, and you have given us a way to speak unto you, oh Father God, that's not being audibly spoken in words, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, but you have given each and every one of us, oh, Father God, an innate ability to communicate with you, oh, Father God, and so many special ways, oh, Father God, because you understand us and also because that you created us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in this time, oh, Father God. And if, Father God, we can't believe anything, Father God, but we... decree and declare that we believe that all things are possible to him who believes, and that's in Christ, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in our lives, oh Father God. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for your healing virtue again going throughout the land. We thank you, oh Father God, for your hedge of protection, oh Father God, during this season also, Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for all that you have done up in our lives and all that you have done, oh Father God, and all the things that you're going to do. We thank you in advance, oh Father God, for all, Father God, that you have done, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for keeping our men and women of God who preach the word, oh Father God, and unto your children, oh Father God, unto your vessels, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, that the word, oh Father God, is falling upon good ground and is being revealed to them in ways, oh Father God, that you, oh Father God, are speaking to them personally, oh Father God, by the word that they are hearing and revealing a truth unto them for such a time as this, oh Father God, for you. So we thank you for tearing down, oh Father God, all strongholds that have kept us bound, oh Father God, in things and in ways and in thoughts and in feeling, oh Father God, that is not of you, oh Father God. So we thank you for renewing us, oh Father God, in you, oh Father God. We thank you for showing us different avenues and words, oh Father God, that's in your word, oh Father God, that has became, oh Father God, bigger, oh Father God, than what it was taught to us, or said, or understood before, God. We understand, oh Father God, now how it has taken center stage in our lives, oh Father God. It was always there, oh Father God, but we was blinded, oh Father God. We did not see it the way that you desire us to see it, but we see it now, oh Father God. Even we thank you even for that now, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for enhancing our understanding, oh Father God, of your word, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, that your word is being revealed to us up in ways unprecedented, oh Father God, and we are able to see, oh Father God, the enemy ways and tactics and the things, oh Father God, that we have never seen before, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for knowing, oh Father God, that your words say that the government will be put upon our Lord's shoulders, and you would carry, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for setting those things up now, O Father God, within the world, O Father God, establishing your kingdom here, O Father God, in, O Father God, the systems of this world, O Father God, tearing down the old and establishing the new. O Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, O Father God. For there's no one like you, O Father God. Oh, we praise you, O Father God, with all that is in us, O Father God. And we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you have done, Father God. We thank you for your healing virtue going throughout the land. We thank you, O Father God, for destroying all infirmities and all disease, O Father God, all the things, O Father God, that people may be experiencing in their bodies, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for washing us, O Father God, and the people that are going through those things with the water of your word, O Father God. We thank you for restoring us, O Father God, back to full health, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Shalom.
Oh, Father, we surely give your name the glory. For, Father, your name, Lord God, is established. Your name is established. It's in the earth. It's in the heavens. It's above the heavens. For, Father, you said in your word in Psalms 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? You have set your glory above the heavens. And, Father, we surely bow down before your majesty. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you said in your word, has thou ordained strength. Oh, Father, we give you the glory. Because of thine enemies, thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God. And when I consider the heavens, the work of your hands, Father, the moon, the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand, and has put all things under his feet. Thank you, Father, for you said all sheep and oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father, we surely magnify you because you said in your word, Lord God, in the book of Genesis chapter 1, that you have given us dominative authority. And you said over the fowl of the air, over the fish of the sea, over the cattle of the land, and every creeping thing. So every government, every empire, that its logo, Lord God, its emblem is part fowl of the air or part sea animal or part beast of the land. You was telling us, oh, Father, these are the entities that you have given us dominion over. Because the fallen angels, when they went into the daughters of men and created giants in the land, when they got sick and tired of them, they went to the fowl and they defiled them. Then they went into the sea and defiled the animals of the sea. And then they went to the beasts of the field and defiled them. So part creature, part demonic spirit. That's why you said, Father, that the Nephilim was here before the flood. Lord God, even though the flesh of it was destroyed during the flood, but after the flood, they showed up again. because we see them in the land of Canaan, but you gave us full authority. That's why you told them when they go there, it was a land of milk and honey. They were to trust and believe you. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, because your word says, Lord God, that when two or three come together, not like in the fallen ones who decided to join together, well, Lord God, with the ones that was building the Tower of Doubt of Babel, but the ones that was joined in with you, one with you, my Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Spirit. We thank you even now for the three that agree in the earth, the water, the blood, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the three that agree in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you even now that agreement is true. It shall never be broken because you said a threefold cord shall not easily be broken. My Father God, I thank you even now, Lord, that your word has decreed from our mouth that we're able to open up our mouth and decree a thing. And that thing that we decree is not in ourselves, but it comes from the same place because we're to hear what the Lord is saying and only say that. Just like the Lord said he only would speak what he heard his Father saying. Any other thing, we annihilate it because it has no authority in any area in our lives. It has no authority in our mind, nor our thoughts. That's why you said in your word, Father, that your thoughts were not our thoughts, nor are your ways our ways. It was not that you did not want it to be so, but we were not in that place. So as we fall in alignment and submit to the Lord God Almighty, you said that we're able to rebuke, we're able to resist the enemy, and he will flee. This is what your word has said, Father. I thank you even now, Lord, as your word is scrubbing out us, as your word is cleansing. Oh, Father, my Father. As we give your name the glory, as we love on you, as we draw to you, Father, you said in your word, oh God, store not up treasures on the earth where wrath, Lord God, and moth do take hold of. But Father God, you say to store it up in heaven. Oh, Father, we thank you even now, Father, as you are creating in us, Lord God. My Father God, you create in us, Lord God, that which will be of a spirit that is likened unto you, our hearts, Lord God, that you desire of humility. My Father God, it, Lord God, does not matter, oh God, what men may say or think, because we know that we all must stand before the judgment seat of the living God. And therefore, Lord God, we pray one for another. We pray one for another. Lord God, we pray in this hour, if there be anything, that is not of your kingdom, that is latching on to a cell, we command that it is to go now. My Father God, everything that would attempt to tie and bind the mind, no, we take the word of God and we tie, bind it. We place it in shackles of iron according to your word and Psalms 149. Father God, we call forth the angelic hosts that will take the kings, my Father, and place them in chains. And that is after we know how majestic is your name, after we know to worship you and adore you, my Father God. We love you, my Father God, my Father, my Father, as we cry out, my God, oh Father, if there be any, my Father, that is not in the place of, oh my Father, that have given their entire selves over to you, my Father God, we cry out in this hour because no man know it. Because when the Father called us, Mimiki, Luna, Master, Niki, Yili, No Sotibai, Sanedukuni, Nishuni, Mai Shuni, Nikitai, Lomar, Saneki, Laneko, Sane. my Father, for when you call it us, when you say, come, my Father, to each one of us, because none of us know, my Father, you may reveal us, speak a certain thing, but you would also, Lord, before that time come, there are certain things you will speak and whisper in our spirit. And Father, we open ourselves up to you because you said in your word you're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. You was expecting the spots to be washed out with the blood of the Lamb. My Father, it doesn't matter, oh God, what men have formulated in their mind. It does not even matter what others have perceived, because one thing we do know, your word will never, the word, Lord, never returns to you void. Never returns to you void. It never returns to you void, but it shall carry out exactly what you have assigned it to do, because the word himself is the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. So we cry out, it does not matter how high you are or how low you are, the time is now. If we're not in the place where we should be, the Father is sounding out the sound throughout the land, throughout the seven continents. Come now, come now, come now, come now. When you come, it is him that will masote meka yala mosa, that will draw. It is him that would wash. It is him that will purge and purify, that will sanctify. My Father, but we surely know that when the Lord was brought into the wilderness, oh God, because you said he was led, there were three areas, oh my God, oh my Father, and not one of us, my God, would not, Lord God, there is not one that will not have to go through. We must all go by that way, my Father, and the last thing, oh God, that the enemy will offer is the world and the glories thereof. But we stand and fight for the brethren, that when the lion wonder come, we take that very word of God and we crush the head of the enemy. We tread upon the serpents and scorpions. We trample on the young lion and the dragon, oh Father, because you reveal to us, it is your promise according to the 91st Psalm. You said you will reveal the fowl that will come as a fowler, that will bring forth a snare, but you will show us what it is. It doesn't matter, oh God, what others may see or think, because we must all lay all crown and jewels at your feet. Therefore, we stand, Lord God, with the authority and the boldness that you gave us to go into the places of the realm of the spirit and fight on behalf of the little ones that are being taken all across Atlanta. But we shut down the lies of the enemy that will try to snatch them. My Father God, we send forth the warring angels on the highways, in the neighborhoods, the territories, and the regions, and we decree and declare that they will war on behalf of the little ones. My Father God, we surely give your name the glory forever. Every deity that fought against the very body, oh, and attacking the human body. But we know this one thing. You say all things are possible to him that believe. And you said this, my Father, as the three Hebrew boys said this with a surety. Oh, God, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, King, King, we are letting you know, oh my Father, that we will not go back and forth concerning these matters, because we know that our Father is able to deliver us. But even if he do not, we will not bow down to your things that you have attempted to matriculate by the lying wonder, by the manipulation of time and reality, by your probability. We shut you down. We decree and declare, the word of God said, think it not strange, the fiery trials that we would go through, if it is some unique thing to us, my Father God, but it will bring us, Lord God, as they brought the three Hebrew boys through the fire of testing and trial. So the things, no, my Father, means nothing, but we know that it will be utilized for the kingdom of God. But we cry out, come. The Lord said, come. When you hear my voice at the day of your visitation, the Father said, harden not your heart. Do not become hardened, but hear the Lord even in this hour. Hear him. Turn, 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 from what you have been in. Come back to the Lord God Almighty. He is saying, come back to me. Come back to your first love. Come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. Back to your first love. Come back, come back, come back to your first love. Where all you desired was to sit at my feet in the cool of the day. Where all you desired was at a whisper, you would be on your face prostrate. When nothing was more important than the whisper of the Lord. My Father God, we thank you even now, my Father, to those who are weeping. Lord God, you said it's only for a night, because you said joy, 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 come in the morning. My Father God, we call to the Son, oh my God, of the living God, to touch, Lord God, my Father, those that have been made in your image and after your likeness, my Father God, to the, my God, to the men who may be weeping, the Father standing in our, it is only for a night. It is only for a night. It is only for a night. For surely my word, my word, my word, my word lives within. My word lives within you. He said rejoice, and again I say rejoice. He said be strong and courageous. He said lap up the water like a dog. My Father, my Father, for even when Stephen was bashed with the stones, he looked up and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the Lord himself took notice and stood up at the right hand of the Father. Yes, to say, yes, this is what I'm talking about. My Father, I thank you in this hour, oh God, that you, Lord God, you are formulating in your people that stands, oh God, and we thank you and give your name forever the glory, oh God. We bow before the Lord our Maker. We bow before the Lord our Maker. To the all-wise God be both glory, honor, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Father, we thank you that you annihilate cancer, heart disease, strokes, strife, confusion, lies, traps, snares, seeds that are sown by the cockatrice. But we crush not only the cockatrice, but we also crush
the seas. My Father God, we give your name forever the glory, forever the glory. We magnify you, Father, forever the glory. We glorify your name forever the glory. We magnify you, Lord of glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
top of the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time, where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lauren Matthews, and I welcome those who are joining us from around the world on today. We honor the Lord for each and every one of you all who has connected with us for such a time as this. And certainly, we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing on today. I thank God for our powerful prayer warriors and our intercessors on today. I tell you, you all are in a powerful prophetic vein of what the Lord is saying in the earth land concerning this dispensation of time. We are in a prophetic vein, and we're hitting, as they call it, bullseye against the kingdom of darkness and every plan and scheme of the enemy. We're exposing his traps, his schemes, and his plan. And as I tell the people of God, whatever you do in this season, don't be distracted, because all the enemy is doing is throwing, and what the enemy is doing is putting, just trying to distract the momentum, the presence, the power, and what God is trying to do for many of us in this hour. So, saints of God, whatever you do, don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. If I can give you any news in this season, don't be distracted, because everything is coming at us, and things are still coming at the body of Christ in the kingdom of God. So whatever you do, don't be distracted, beloved, because his hand is upon many of us. And we as believers have to be in a strategic place of God and prayer in the things of the Lord God. So continue to stay in that place of the Lord. Thank you, intercessor Foster. Thank you, woman of God, for exactly what you were praying today. Before I got out of my meditation and prayer today, it's like you were tapped in the same exact vein that I was in. And I'm telling you, many people don't understand spiritual warfare and the depths of demonic spirit. They really don't understand. People don't understand warfare. They don't understand the principalities and the power. They don't tap into the true authenticity of the power of what God is saying to humanity in the world and what we're up against, especially right now with all of these demonic ancient spirits released from all areas, and how we can drive them back. We have the power to drive them back, and we don't use that power because we compromise our position. We don't know how to drive them back. When the word of God says, resist, that means driving them back. You drive them back. Resist the devil. We have the power to drive them back. And because so many people are so comfortable with their demons and so comfortable with their sin, they don't know how to drive the enemy back. So it's easy to justify other issues and other problems instead of dealing with what God is telling us. You do what God tells you to do, saints of God, and watch the power of his strength. I've learned in this life, you have to learn, believers, people of God, you cannot give demonic spirits any attention in this season. You cannot allow the enemy to have your ear in this season. We're closer. Many of the believers are closer to some of the greatest times of our life. And at that turning point of the presence and the power of God. The enemy is trying to cut in and cause distraction to the power and the greatness of God on your life and the mandate for your life today. You're in a very powerful position. So these spirits in demonic spirits that the church world don't necessarily talk about, they deal with it from just the surface. They don't deal with it from the intensified place. Because when you deal with it from the intensified place or the intensity, it's required for you to deal with yourself. And people don't want to deal with themselves. That's why the word of God said, the Lord said, he turned people over to a strong delusion. So what do? They rather believe, and that word believe means receive. They rather receive the lie than the truth. They'll receive it. They'll receive the lie instead of the truth. They'll receive it. They'll grab it. And they'll grab it and they'll receive it. And then they become part of the lie. So we as believers, thank you, woman of God, for tapping into that area, because there's so many things that people really don't understand the depth of what we have to take on in the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Because the powerful kingdom of God and men and women of God, as believers, we're at a totally different place in God, in our relationship with him. And so we have to stay in that place, stay in that powerful place in the things of the Lord God, so that his will can be done in our life, our purpose, and our destiny for believers. It's critical for us to continue to trust the Lord and serve him with all capacity. So I bless the Lord for you. Pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify. We magnify your name. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for coming in and operating on our lives and changing the thoughts of our lives and bringing us into your perfect will and your perfect plan for our life. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Now that we bind up the hand of the enemy, we come against the strong man that will continue to cause confusion in the earth realm concerning the destiny and the purpose of your intercession, your prayer warriors, your ministry gift, your kingdom leaders, God. Continue to bring them into the knowledge of the truth of your word, God. God, we come against wandering mind, weary in mind. In the name of Jesus, Father, saturate our thoughts, saturate our mind. Bring us into a greater knowledge and understanding of who you are in us and through us. In the name of Jesus, you said that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every vain imagination, illusion, and delusion, and hallucinating spirit, and bringing every thought into the obedience of your will, and having a readiness to resist disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. All right, thanks to God. Bless the people of God. Those of you, please share with others so that can be blessed by the word of the Lord God on today. Thank you once again, intercessor. We appreciate you on today, and we appreciate the foster family. We bless you for your obedience to the kingdom of God and your relationship with God in the place of prayer and in the place of intercession. It's a critical time for many of us to understand where we stand in the things of God and where we stand in our relationship to the things of the Lord God. You have to be strong in God and totally in the power of his might. You can't lean to your own understanding right now. There's no time to lean to your own understanding. The word of God said, follow peace with all men, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. And when we talk about holiness, many people are talking about it from a religious platelet or religious place to justify their frustration and anger. Holiness covers a multiplicity of things. It covers your health. It covers morality. It covers principle. It covers the love of God. It covers the sovereignty of God. It covers the strength of God. It covers the family unit. It covers the body of Christ. It covers the believer. It covers all of those things that it can glamour with his presence and his glory and his power for mankind to really understand the strategy for which God had called us to operate in at all times. We have to be able to love our enemies, even as we love ourselves, a strange place that people don't want to believe. But we have to stand the test of time in this critical dispensation for where many of us are at this very point in our life. God is requiring us to operate in such a different level in mindset from where we've been taught, trained, learned, things we've been given. As I walk with the Lord, many of us, we have to walk in a totally different light, totally different principle, totally different mindset in the things of the Lord God. We have to be at a different place strategically as we walk and breathe and live the things of the kingdom of God. So our requirement is different. Our mindset is different. Our viewpoint is different. We have to look at things totally from a different viewpoint in the things of the Lord God as believers, so that our life can be the example of the exemplary things of the Lord God. No matter what it looks like, stay in that place of God, that his perfect will shall be done in our life. Those of you who are joining us, thank you so much. Those of you who are joining us via social media, appreciate you on today. We thank you, and we give God praise, glory, and honor. Now, many of you know we have shared from the book of Job. However, we're moving from that place today. We're going to move into the word of the Lord God from the book of Matthew, chapter number 4. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse number 1. Matthew, chapter number 4, verse number 1. Go follow me. Matthew, chapter 4, verse number 1. I believe this is going to bless you for partners, those who are partnering with us, covenant partners, sons and daughters of the ministry. We bless the Lord for you all that are connecting with us on today. We will usually be sharing from the word of God in the book of Daniel's. We're not going there today. We're shifting today because it's important for many people to really understand the dynamics of what we are dealing with right now, what you're dealing with right now in the earth realm as it relates to all of these ancient spirits that are in total operation right now. Because so many people really, and once again, they don't really know the depths of the warfare that we're encountering, and why many of us are fighting such a strong principality in our life or our region or our community. So it's important to be able to understand those things as well. I want to take Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1. Matthew was written for the Jews. Mark was meant for the Gentile. The actual word Gentile means nation in its original writing of Bible, or what we call Phoenician language, Semitic language, or the hieroglyphic writings. It was all critical to understand everything from its origin. Many things have been translated. When you read the word of God, you have to read it from its original writing. If you understand its original writing, you will be able to understand the point of his eternal plan for humanity in a timetable for our lives, that the believers will actually be able to connect the word of God with eternity into time. We will deal with that today, so that men and women of God could be fruitful in the word of God, not frugal in their mindset of the things of the Lord God, because it's important for us to really understand who we are in the word of God and what we are to God and his plan for his people. Luke was written for a Roman officer, Theophilus, known as the Beloved. Luke gospel really give us a detail of the events of historical teaching of the gospel. Luke gospel opens us up with prominent things that you will not hear in the Old Testament. After Luke chapter 18, it makes prominent positions for women. It opens us up to understand strategic strategy, and it's very educational as it relates to understanding humanity experience and Jesus' relationship with humanity and his perfect presence, his perfect sacrifice to mankind when you read Luke. If you go over to John Gospel, you'll find that John Gospel is really encrypted. It's encrypted with many powerful mysteries. John's gospel is encrypted with many powerful mysteries as it relates to the word of God. It proves exclusively that Yeshua is Son of God, and that he who believe on him and will understand him will be guaranteed eternal life. Because most of us, we really need to know the difference between external life and eternal life. To really have a relationship with God is to really understand eternal life or eternity. Eternity is in humanity. In humanity, you will meet eternity. If you study you, you'll meet eternity. Eternity is in us. That's why most of us seek outside for what's actually inside of us. If you ever grow and develop and mature in your life, you'll find out that everything that's in us is internally, which is eternity. Eternity is in us. And we would know the power that we have. Let me take you to this place. Do you know that reason why demon spirits attack human life is because we're carrying eternity in us? Eternity is in us. I was revealing, as I was sharing and revealing to many people the things of the kingdom of God, and revealing to the world how events are happening before time. Because when God created man in his image and in his likeness, he male and female, he gave us the word dominion. As the evangelist was praying about dominion, we had dominion over what? The fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. He gave us total dominion. And we don't understand how to have dominion. So when Jesus came on the scene, he made us understand dominion from Genesis to show us kingdom in the gospel. The kingdom means that Jesus became king who carried the dome of the dominion. Dominion was already given to us. So when he gave us dominion, he gave us the domain, and he gave us power over those spiritual dimensions in the spirit realm. Let me go into the word of the Lord God and bless us. I'm moving ahead of myself, and I'm going to take you into some things today, and I'm going to reveal some things that are going to really be accelerating, because most of us, we see things are accelerating. They're happening very fastly in terms of what's being released to the believers and to the people of God. We really have to understand our position. And when we talk about our position, we'll understand exactly what God is speaking to us. So Matthew's was written for the Jews. Now, when I read Matthew's, I'm reading Matthew's from understanding Judaism, not the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar was written by a Jesuit in the Catholic Church, which is operated by the spirit of Nimrod and Baal, an ancient spirit. I'm taking you, when I read the Matthews, I'm reading from the Judaic events or Judaism, not from what we see as Jews, but Judaism, from understanding its origin in the exact plan of God. So let's go to Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 1. Now, this is it proven that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Messiah. Now, the Messiah, the eternal king. Now, when I share this particular verse, you're going to understand that what God said in Genesis was, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, he male and female, and let them have dominion. Dominion. That means you're dominating a spiritual dimension. And if we want to take it like this, believers between the celestial and the terrestrial realm, the celestial and the terrestrial realm, that means that the believers, we are border patrol. We patrol the spiritual realm. That means for the believers between the celestial, eternal, and terrestrial earth territory, we have the border. We cover the border of eternity and time. Why, Prophet Matthew? Because the word of the Lord God said we're just a little lower than the angel. So if we're a little lower than the angel, then we have to dominate the main Dixon line between eternity and time, because the angels are in eternity. The Nephilim are in humanity. So we are just a little lower than those eternal angels, and we have power and dominion over the fallen angels because of where they are at in the earth realm. They already knew this. The actual fallen angels already knew that when God told the angels, let us, who was he talking to? He was talking to every angel in eternity, every trillions of them in eternity. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So he knew that we were the image of God totality. We were God in the earth realm, and people don't understand that. We had power and dominion to be able to control. So when I tap into principality and power, you know, that's why when people seek me out, you know, they seek me out like Nicodemus at night, world leaders, and some of them follow me on this page. They try to figure out how do you know details of events? Even they don't even know details of events until they go to certain levels of sacrifice. And when they cross over into those certain levels of sacrifice, most of them mentally lose their mind. They commit suicide. They quit or they destroy because they cross over into a demonic realm. But when God revealed to you the secrets of the fallen angels, when they only took what they took from the heavenly, they only can use what they learned from that place. Eternity continued to move on. They have time. If you understand that from the book of Job, with the book of Job, it's really actually about a job that Job had, a Satan had. Because if you study word of God, you study word usage and word, you have in the Bible, you have what we call Genesis, you have Exodus, you have Leviticus, you have Numbers and Deuteronomy. And then you go over to understanding Joshua, the book of Joshua, and goes on and on. Now, when you understand these Bibles, all of the Bible verses from Joshua to Judges to Ruth to 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, moving into 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, moving into Esther, moving into Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, moving into Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, then going to Hosea, Joel, Amos, dealing with Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, moving into Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, these 39 books. You have to understand how the Bible was written. So they were written so that you will understand that each chapter must have a name of a particular person or an event. So, or name of a person. So when you get to the book of Job, what you get is a name of a man called Job, when really the writing is actually a job that Satan will have. Because if you study Job in its Hebrew, you'll find that the Job name in Hebrew, or Job in Hebrew, means suffering, and it means persecution. That's what the name means. If you study it in Hebrew, go over, study Hebrew, and you'll find out. So when God presented himself against Satan, he said to Satan in chapter 1, from which cometh thou? He said, going up and down, to and fro throughout the what? The earth. The earth. He was in the ear, the earth. So he was no longer in eternity. He was in the earth. And he said, now have you considered my servant, Job? What did he say? A servant that you would serve, you would be a servant that had a job in the earth. So Lucifer, the Nephilim, they had to serve the earth. Y'all just missed that. See, they had to serve us in the earth. We had the dominating power because they already knew we were eternity in us. The believers, you have to know that eternity is in you. Eternity ain't outside of you. Eternity ain't looking in the sky. Those are astrologers, Chaldeans, sorcerers, magicians, wizardry. These are people that are using outside things. You have power in eternity. You are eternity on earth. You created many things with your wittiness, your creativity, your greatness in the kingdom of God. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. That's why I'm talking about my message today is when eternity meets time, the devil is in trouble. When my biggest problem in the earth realm is distraction. It's people who bring me distraction. Because I gotta deal with distraction. Nothing else. I don't worry about anything else. Just distraction. Those are all distractions. My life is centered around the things of God. Purely around the things of God. So I deal with distraction. I don't deal with anything else. Everything that comes to me is a distraction. If I shut down distraction, I shut down all things. So if you as a believer don't be distracted by things, you be in such a powerful place in God. But because the human part of us, God covers the human part of us. Because, see, most believers, see, one of the things about the enemy is the enemy play on thoughts in our life. He don't play on thoughts. So what he'll do, he'll say, okay, you single. So what do you deal with? Loneliness. You deal with your flesh. You got to be intimate. You got to do all those things. When you tap into a place of God, those things are surrendered to you. They're under your authority. They surrender to you. See, you got to understand the power you have over certain things. So while people are viewing you from their place, they're creating in you what they think you are. See, so a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So their mind is so warped and taught with stuff that they're thinking demonic things of you. That's not you. That's not you. That's not you. You're in a whole different dimension in the spirit realm. You're in a whole different level. You're in a whole different dimension in the spirit realm. Why? Because people want to tap into your dominion, your domain. When you tap into your domain, you're giving them access to what we call in the book of Peter 2 and 9. You are what? A royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. Now, many people get upset when they hear the word peculiar. God bless you, Sister Frazier. Bless you, woman of God. God get ready to bless you. I feel the Spirit of God doing something for your family in this season. And look at this. Look at this. You are in a peculiar place. So people say, people really don't understand the word peculiar. If you understand the word peculiar in the Greek, it means private property. You are private property. Ooh, good God Almighty. See, the devil can't have access to you until God give him access to you. And he doesn't give him access to your private property. He gives him a view of who you are in the kingdom. Watch this. Look at what the Lord said to Satan. He said, from which cometh thou, going to and fro throughout the earth? He said, have you considered my servant, Job? Private property. And then what did Job say? You have a hedge over him. A hedge. You have a hedge. Well, we already knew the hedge was in chapter Exodus when Moses came to the burning bush. What was it? A bush. A hedge. He was a hedge. And guess what? He talked from the bush. That's what he talked from the bush. Then he came down, and what did he do? He said, you have a hedge. He talked from the bush. He said, you have a hedge of protection around him. So the power that we have power and dominion over every demonic spirit, over every prince of the air, people of God. Your frequency is eternity. You open your mouth and watch how the world comes into obedience to you. Open your mouth and speak. My problem is I let sound interfere with eternity. I let sound interfere with the power of greatness. I let sound interfere with what the enemy wants to do. Most people that bring information to me is based upon past tense, not futuristic. I'm already in the future. So when the enemy talks to me about distraction, he talks to me about past tense. So I have to stop the future and deal with past, when really I should keep moving into the present. You can't be distracted with all of the power and the anointing on your life and the glory of God on your life because of where God is taking you and the place that God is taking so many of us right now, that we're carrying the dominion of the dimension of the Spirit of God on our lives. Some of you, you have to shut down distracted people because they're empty people. Empty people, what do empty people squeak all the time? Full people squeak every now and then. Some of you right now in this month, you're dealing with more demonic spirits than you have ever entered into. The enemy is trying to cause you, he's trying to bring you back into a trap door when you have power over the demonic spirit. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1. The glory. You're moving into a spiritual dimension here. I can't even stop this. God said, I'm bringing you from where the con artist. See, enemy is trying to con you. He's trying to stop your future. So he comes back and con you with stuff in your past. He's a con artist. He's a con artist. So he comes back to try to con you out of that stuff to make you feel like, well, I got to deal with this because what the devil didn't do. Look here. Shut that mess down. Where some of you are going right now, you got to shut that mess down. You can't give a demonic spirit any attention to where God is taking you at. And the power, Ramonse, and the power of God. And the glory for which he's taking you into because of who you are in the kingdom of God and the dominion of where you are at him. Matthew chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit. Now, notice here, he was led up of the Spirit. He was led up in the Spirit realm, the Spirit, into the wilderness, Now, you know, we're talking about another hedge, the wilderness, to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Now, when I read this Matthew's here, Matthew's is written for the Jews. Now, you have to remember that when Moses was moving and the power of Moses, I might lose y'all in a few minutes because I didn't charge my battery on my iPad, but we'll give you as much as you can. And when he was tempted of the devil, here's what happened in the spiritual dimension. He had power over the enemy. I mean, he took the people into the wilderness. So when you read Matthew's, you have to understand it from the Jews. So he had to go into the spirit realm, and he had to do it 40 days and 40 nights. So what he did is he went into a spiritual dimension and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and afterwards. So he had to fulfill Genesis, oh good God Almighty, and complete Exodus and establish Leviticus and set everything in Numbers in order. And Deuteronomy, which means the same thing around and around, Deuteronomical words, he fulfilled the law. He never did away with the law. He fulfilled it right here in the fourth chapter. So what he did, he said, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he would afterward hunger. Why? Because he completed the assignment. He completed everything in the law. He never came to do away with the law, people. He fulfilled the law. In other words, he went from letter to spirit and remain the word. Let me tell you something. He did what? the letter, he fulfilled the letter, listen to it, and became spirit and remained the word. He never changed the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word. So what he did is the letter that was written, the writing, man did the writing. Jesus maintained the spirit realm, and he became the word. So what man wrote in the word to take us out of here, we had power over it because we were in the beginning was the word. So in other words, when what we did, we had the letter, all of the laws, the letter, everything was written. We had the letter. So what he did is he became spirit, and he remained the word. He didn't change. He came to do what? Whatever they wrote in the word that was against the spirit, he overcame it by bringing the word back to the letter. Now, if you read alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, those are letters. When he came on the scene, what he did with the letter is he made the letter understand the spirit and remain the word. He never changed the word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. Dominion was never given up. We never gave up dominion. Dominion was always in us. You know why dominion is in you? Because you are eternity inside you. And you know why most people in the world have problem with anointed people like you and I? Because when they see the anointing and the power of God on your life, being able to control you first, what they get is they get upset that you don't know you have power over yourself. That's why people can tell you about yourself and they can never deal with themselves. See, Jason can't deliver Jason. Jason can't get Jason out of him. You got Jason in you, but you can't get Jason out of you. You try to get Jason out of somebody else. See, Jason can't get Jason out of him. You can't operate in a powerful place that you operate in this dimension and be able to say you out of the will of God. That's a certain dimension you can operate in. See, that's a powerful place in the kingdom of God. That's why empty wagons squeak all the time, because of the power that you have inside you. How in the world a Jason going to get Jason out of him? If y'all watch the movie Nightmare on Elm Street, do you see Jason ever dealing with him? Jason was always killing everybody else. And then when they burned Jason up, he still was alive. Why? Because demons don't die when they burn themselves up. They still try to kill you. See, you got to understand the power of demonic spirits and how they operate. So Jesus was led up of the spirit into the wilderness to do what? To be tempted of the devil. And guess what? Temptation is not a sin. Temptation means you have to deal with the temperature. You have to deal with the tempo. You have to deal with temperamental so that the enemy won't bring you out. See, temptation is not a sin unless you're drawn away. You can think all the thoughts in the world, but if you win the battle in your mind, then you have authority over the spirit. That's not going to stop you from feeling and thinking with what you think. You just think and think it, and then you get it back in order. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to understand the power of the glory of God. Let's move on down. He was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God. Now listen to this. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Here's what Jesus said. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So he tell Yeshua to make these stones bread. Now, if Yeshua is already bread, how you going to tell me to make stone bread when I'm already bread? I'm already the bread of life. I'm already life. So you want to take stones and make them bread. I'm already the bread. I am the word. When you look at the word bread, it's the word. I am already the word. So you see how the devil operates? He said, it is written. Well, in other words, say, I am written. Man should not live by just that word alone, but every word that preceded out of the mouth of God. I am the word. I am that I am that I am. Now, in other words, what he wanted Jesus to do is take the that Moses, when he broke the rock, he lost going to the promised land. He was guaranteed eternity. This is all biblical here. So you want me to now take the stone and make it the bread when what Moses did is struck the rock. See, you still want me to take a rock. You still want me to take the rock and do the same thing he did. I'm in the spirit realm. So I'm letting you know, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I am a mouthpiece of God. Matter of fact, I'm a document from God. I'm the word of God. You have to understand who you are in the kingdom of God and the power for which you carry it and the place for which you're in and the royalty of God. God revealed to every man and woman every secret things that's been hidden. Do you know, saints of God, really what the Lord is really trying to get us to understand? He's trying to reveal to us every secret of the fallen angels of what they're doing. And what the fallen angel does is they get into human lives and get human lives to distract us or influence us away from God. When really you know what the enemy is doing already. And let me tell most of you how you all know what the enemy is doing. Because everybody that operate in titles, we look at them as being this high-ranking man and woman of God. So we look at them, they say, well, he said she's an apostle, a bishop. So we look at them as title. God already told Samuel when he came into Jesse's house, don't look upon that continent. He said, I look upon the heart. See, what we do, God will reveal to us people, and we would discount them as, well, no, they're a man of God, a woman of God. You look at them. And so what you do is the database in your life that have discernment and understand that you know is now open to the spirit of the enemy, where now the enemy start tricking us. And these spirits are sent in when God had already revealed to you in the beginning. I already told you that spirit. I already gave you information on them. I already gave you the database to the player. Let's move on down. Here's what he said. He said, but is it written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now that's a dimension. That's a spiritual dimension. Now look what Lucifer does. Then the devil taketh him into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Now, the pinnacle of the temple is the highest level of the brain, the highest part of the temple of the brain, which houses the paradigm in you, the paradise in you. That's the highest level that houses all of the secret things of God. That's relationship with you and the relationship with God. That's the highest level of your temple. In that high level of your temple, he takes you to that place. And here's what he said. He said unto him, if thou be the son of God. Now notice now. He said, cast thyself down. In other words, commit suicide. The power that you have to serve God and to be as the Father, I want you to overrule him. Commit suicide in the kingdom of God. I want you to commit suicide. Overturn God. Become like me. Because I'm going to exalt, in other words, exalt yourself against the Most High. So in other words, cast thyself down, for it is written. He's now using the word, it is written. He should give angels charge over thee. To what? Concerning thee. And in their hand, they should what? Bear thee up. Least at any time. You see that time? At any time, thou dash thy feet against the stone. See, all of what Moses did. The stone again, going back to the stone. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt what? The Lord thy God. In other words, you going inside the God in you because you are a little God. And he's tempting the God in you, the God conscience in you. He's now coming against the God in you. And see, when people cross over, that's why the word says, pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. when that spirit said, okay, I'm going to overrule. I'm going to be my own God. That's what Satan said. I would exalt myself against the Most High. Stay with me. Look at something like that. When eternity meets time, the devil is in trouble. When eternity meets time, because most of us, we only operate in chronos, chronological. We don't operate in eternal. We only follow schedule. We don't follow eternity. That's why when the enemy distracts you, most of us are already in our future. People are talking to other folks about your past, not your future. God don't consult your past. He consults your future. Demons consult your past because they already know you passed the test. You already passed the ass test. Y'all just missed that. Let me leave that alone. Let me move on down. Y'all been blessed to that. Let's move on down. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Here's what he said. And again, the devil taking him into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world. Now, Satan now takes him and make an offer to him the kingdom of his world. See, when you take you to that dimension, what Satan doeth is offering you the kingdom of his world. And then he said, I'm going to do what? And the glory, listen to this, of them. I'm going to show you that I'm going to give you platforms, stages, arena. I'm going to give you all of those dominions. I'm going to let other angels come down. And you tell them what to do. You let them know what to do. And I'll give you power. I'll give you prestige. All the kingdom of the world. And then what? I'm going to give you the glory of them. I'm going to give you the glory. The kingdom of the world and the glory of them. Said unto him, all these things will I give to thee if thou wilt fall down and do what? Worship me. Now listen to this. Here's what he said. Fall down and worship him. In other words, if you are the Word, and you are in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God in the beginning, if God already gave you dominion in Genesis chapter number 1, and he separated infirmament from infirmament, and he said, the heavens and the earth, light from the darker light, and the lighter, the lightness, and he gave you power. Then he said, I'm going to give you dominion over them. If you do what? Worship me. When God said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you are the Word, he just wants you to take you and ship you to him. Take the Word in you. Bow down. You are the Word. If you take your word and worship and ship it over to the devil, then the devil has power to rule over your dominion and your domain. He has power to take your words and he rule over you with your own words. God Almighty. I'm trying to hope that people get this. You are the Word. So worship him. In other words, give me access to the God in you. And then I can give you dominion and power, and I give you glory. Look at these great singers who got great voices. They gave their frequency to demonic spirits in humanity. Your frequency is eternal. When you turn yourself over to the devil, you give him the power over a frequency in you. That's why when the enemy comes into a human body, he comes into a powerful dominion. Now, listen to this. Prime Minister of Great Britain resigned. Prime Minister of Italy, the Italian Prime Minister, resigned. Prime Minister of Israel resigned. When you look at the word Prime Minister, you have to understand what it means. Supreme. These supreme spirits that ruled over them know that they don't have power anymore. So you ain't seen nothing yet of people who getting ready to resign or die because they don't have that supreme power. Queen Elizabeth, her farewell address is because She doesn't have supreme power anymore. See, you got to understand, supreme and princess, when the demonic spirits in these countries rule over what? Prime minister, that's called supreme. So these demonic spirits that rule over them now understand that they have no power to dominate because of his presence in the earth. When you carry the presence of God in you, here's what Jesus said. Here's what he said here. Here's what he said. And again, the devil taking him to an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world, all seven continents. Seven means completion. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and do what? Worship me. Give me what I know in eternity the Father gave you in humanity. Here's what Jesus said. Then Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only will I serve. My words are only to God, not to demons. My life is to God, not to demons. My frequency, my high, low, and medium frequency is dominated by the presence of eternity. My sound, my acoustic, my depth, my width, my height is controlled by the presence of God. That's why when people tap into dimensions, or they say, we operate in a spiritual dimension, they don't. They operate in dementia. Demons operate in dementia, in dimension. What they do, confusion. They don't know if they're up or down, in or out. They don't know if they saved one day out of the will of God. They don't know if they're up or down. They fight each other because these are demonic spirits. And those spirits that fight each other are going into spiritual dimensions. They're traffic jamming each other. Because your spiritual dimension is so connected to God in the spiritual realm that they can't confuse you. So what they do is they confuse people around you. And the people around you that you entrusted, they're trying to confuse you. And you're not confused. You understand the spiritual realm because your words are still solidified by eternity. And they don't want to behave in time. So when they can't control you, then they manipulate you and manipulate other people that are weaklings around you. You got to understand the power you have in the spiritual dimension, in the spirit realm. Look at the people that are living only for a title, that work all their heart, that work all their life to be considered a title when you already got the right to that spiritual dimension. You already ruling. You already reigning. You already have power. You have access to everything you need. And then people are fighting. Well, if you don't call me an apostle, you don't call me a prophet, you don't call me an evangelist, you don't call me a bishop, you don't call me an archbishop, and all of these levels going higher and higher with low self-esteem, going higher and higher with no power, going higher and higher with not, don't have nothing, going higher and higher, don't have no cities, towns under their belt, going higher and higher and not going nowhere because they don't understand the spiritual dimension they're in. And if you ain't careful, you'll find out the real side of most of these people because that dementia kick in because they don't have dominion over areas. Look at what happened. Watch what happened in the word of God. Listen to this. I'm going to end right here. Let's go to verse number 11. Then the devil leaded him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. See, when you enter into a devil-free season, where demonic spirits can't control you, then what they do is they leave it for a season. A season is 90 days. So they leave it for a season. And you have power. See, most people in the body of Christ, we don't rest so we can get restitution and reciprocity in intercession. Let's turn over to, let me bless you with this so you can understand. Let's go over to Samuel. And I'll show you in the book of Samuel. Chapter 16, 1 Samuel. Let's do 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter 16. Now, this is very powerful so you can understand how when demonic spirits loses its force and power. Listen to this. Chapter 7, 1 Samuel chapter 16. Look at this. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Now let me break this word down. Underline the word reject. Look, underline the word reject if you follow me. Reject. And underline the word reign. And underline the word Israel. The question. Now, reject means God released you. Reject. In other words, he no longer used you. A reject. Reject. Look at what I say. God has rejected many because he's created a project from you. When he creates the project, he released the reject. Anytime God raises up a leader, he always raises up a replacement. So either or either or, he always has somebody that will replace a man, a woman, who become a reject. When God rejected Saul, what did he do? He immediately replaced Saul with David. Now stay with this. He said, I rejected him from reigning. Reign, when you look at the word reign, you have to understand the power of kingdom. Kings reign over a country. He said, I rejected him from reigning over who? Israel. Israel means promise. I rejected him from reigning over the promise. So he rejected him from reigning over what? A realm. From him reigning over a particular realm. That realm, when you look at reign, you got to look at heirs. You got to look at rulers. You got to look at dominion. A man that reigns in a particular area, he has heirs to it. He rules over it. He have authority over it. I rejected him from reigning, ruling over heirs, reigning over a dominion, reigning over a kingdom. I rejected him from reigning over the promise. So I rejected that spirit from what? Reigning. He's heirs to it. He no longer has heirs to that place. Watch the royal family. Look who's going to replace the royal family after all of these 70 years in the Jubilee celebration she had. Look at who's going to take over the actual royal family in the months and years ahead. You're going to be surprised who's going to reign in the dominion of the kingdom and who's going to have power in the actual reigning of the kingdom. You're going to see it. It's going to bless us. And watch who's going to reign in the Vatican. Who's going to reign in Israel? Who's going to reign? You're going to see a different culture reign and rule. Look at Uganda. Uganda found 250 million pounds of gold, $17 trillion of what? Gold. They had it. They got all of this stuff in Uganda. It's coming back to heirs, the rulership. God said it in the book of Haggai 2 and 7. He said, what did he say in Haggai 2 and 7? Let me bless you right there. Y'all remember what he said in Haggai? So you understand what he said in Haggai? What did he say in Haggai first? Let's go over there real quickly, and I'm going to be done. Because two people said pastor about to bust the move in a minute. And in Haggai, look what he said. Haggai 2 and 9. He said, the silver is mine. The gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of the latter house will be what? The glory of the latter house will be greater than that of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So the dominance of God, we are in a place of total dominance in the world. Look at the world happening. Look at the events in the world. Look at what's going on all around the world. There's the dominating power of God manifesting itself. But the people don't understand it because the demonic narrative in the earth realm is what they're saying about the earth. Now, So if the glory of the latter house is greater than the former, what is the major problem in the world right now? The major problem that everybody's talking about around the world is the economic, the economy. We are never, as long as you live in the earth, we'll never be lacking money. The problem is who's coming on the scene have ideas. You'll never be lacking money. You'll never be in a famine. You'll never be without. Anybody has an idea, wealth seeks you out. If you have an idea, you can get anything you want. But if you walk in your mind, you can't do anything. If you control by a worship, your words to the devil, then the devil uses you. He doesn't give you anything. God give you 100%. That's why I say only give me 10. You keep 90. The devil won't 90 and give you 10. And you can't even do nothing. If you ever notice, he switch it around. What did he do? The devil give you 10%. And the other 90 go to him. You sure God give you 100% and say, give me 10. Give me your 10. I'll still bless you to be wealthy all over the world. Let's move on down. Let me finish up here and take you over here too. Here's what he did. Now, after he rejected him from reigning over the promise, immediately, here's what happened. Now, let's move down. We're going to pass up verse. We're going to go right down to verse number. Let's go to verse number 11. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all these children? The question. He said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruby, and with all beautiful of countenance, goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Listen to me. From that day forward. Why is it that people can only talk about your past? Because when God come upon you from that day forward, the enemy know that there's no going back. Only thing people want to talk about is your past. Only thing people want to deal with is your past. They can't tell you your future. Because they don't know the futuristic person of eternity inside you. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, men and women of God. Stop deceiving your own self about your past. God don't consult your past. He consults your future. It's people who want to talk about your past. They don't have any authority. Demon spirit have no right to judge you, period. Oh, let me leave that alone. People can only talk about your past. Start moving into the future. Start being elevated in the kingdom. Start rising to the occasion. You'll have everybody coming to look at your past, not your future. Let me bless somebody with this. Every one of us have a rap sheet. We all have a rap sheet. And see, the devil can only remember that you have a rap sheet. God can tell you, I can rap your rap sheet. Because I'm the only one that can change a rap sheet. Me and keep a record of a rap sheet. They keep it in the database. In eternity, God keeps you in the purpose of who you are in the beginning. He always covers his men and women of God with power and authority and dominion in the spirit realm. He has all power in his hand over you in the spirit realm. So what did he do here? Look what happened immediately. Then he rose up. In verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord God departed Saul. So immediately when God laid hands on who? David, the Spirit of God came upon him suddenly. And then in the next verse, the Spirit of the Lord God departed Saul. Saul only had what? A position. He had no power and dominion. See, what we're dealing with in the world today, we have a showdown with those who have power and dominion over people who only have position and interruption. God has interrupted them. That's why you're watching the world right now, where you're watching the fall of leaders who doesn't have power and dominion over these powerful realms that we're tapping into. So you able to talk about what's going on in the world because we're in powerful position. We're only dealing with distraction of demonic forces in the earth realm. Enemies are using distraction to stop what God is doing. All right, I'm going to pause here. Look what he says. And the Spirit of the Lord God came upon David. And then the Spirit of the Lord God departed Saul. And the Lord will use David to help Saul soothe his spirit realm. Because what David would do, David would be assigned to Saul to do what? Make those spirits behave because he has a power that Saul once ruled on. Saul came after David because of what David had that was his. Your enemy is to train you. God is to promote you. Write that down. Your enemy will train you. God will promote you. That's why I don't get mad at my enemy. I still bless my enemy because you're going to be used to train me, and I'm going to follow God who's going to promote me. I'm not mad at any of my enemies. Keep watching. You ain't seen nothing yet. Stay tuned for station identification in this season. All of my enemies, stay tuned for station identification. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is only the surface of what God is doing for us in this season. So let them train you. But you're going to reign in the kingdom of God. They're supposed to train you. They're supposed to throw a javelin on you. But that's what people say, you're going to slip past it. Whoa, y'all ain't ready for me. Look at that. See, you got to understand what the enemy assignment is. See, David could have killed, we could have took out our enemy a long time ago. But we said, touch not God's anointed. Do them no harm. Their job is to do what? Train me. David, 13 years later, would be king. So what happened is that God gave Saul to be Israel first. You would be Israel greatest. God is making you the greatest in the kingdom. Oh, how you being blessed today? So you have to understand that eternity is in you. Time is in man. Man determines time. Eternity determines us. We are eternal beings. So when we move not in chronological. We move in kairos. When the things that are getting ready to happen in your life are kairos, they're suddenly getting ready to happen. They're suddenly men and women of God. Power like you never thought you had before because God is moving you in us suddenly. He's accelerating us. Far greater than our own imagination, our intellect, our dialect, because he's taking us into a kairos of him. Kairos, he's taking us into the right now. Many of us are in the right now. We don't even know it because we're still dealing with past 10 people. Because of the power and the glory of God on our life, you in your future, and you don't even know it. You in your future right now, the pocket of a whole thing. God got you in a powerful future right now. You're carriers of the future. You are already 1,000 years down the road in your one night time you in. You are in a powerful place in the kingdom of God. When you break loose from demonic spirit, God move you 1,000 years down the road because you are eternity inside. That's why everybody's trying to connect to you internally so they can try to stop eternity. They don't have no eternity because they have lost it. They sold themselves to the devil. That's why the enemy can talk about you because he doesn't have anything in him. Oh, good God Almighty. I'm done. Don't let me say he's done. I'm done. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. All right. I'm done. Bless the Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. And none of you don't say, how am I sick of the under? So you got to understand where you at right now. You are carriers of every dimension inside of you. Every powerful place that you in. You are unstoppable in the spirit of the kingdom of God. Look at all of the stuff people are talking about. They can't even stop you. No matter how much they try to assassinate you. They can't stop you. No matter what they say against you, they can't stop you. No matter if they try to harbor, they can't stop you because of who you are in the kingdom of God. Talk to people, say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Stay tuned for station identification. There's a commercial break when you deal with a problem because you got to stop to deal with a commercial. But when you come back home, there's an anointing on your life. There's a powerful place. God is taking you like never before. Many of you right here today, you are only in a station identification. You're in a station break. because you have to pause to deal with a commercial. God is preparing you to market you for the next in your walk with him. He's building you up to greater places you have never been here. Some of you right now, you said, I've never been here before. Why? Because you ain't never had the power you had now in your life and the places God is taking you. Far greater than your succeeding, your supernatural power. Money can't do nothing with you. A car can't do nothing with you. A house can't do nothing with you. You house all of those dimensions. You can have that in some. That those things don't affect you. Those are only gifts that you can enjoy. Where you at in the kingdom of God is far superseding that. Some of you go to restaurants and you buy a meal. It's almost like the meal bore you because there's a greater level. Some of you are going into a dimension right now where the food chain, you're not even hungry anymore for the natural food because of the spiritual provider for the depth that God have you in. You're in a totally different place in the spiritual provider of God because eternity is rising up. Time will not be able to control us. We are in a place where time is trying to shift us. Your clock don't even work with your body because of the dimension and the power for what you're in. You are in a totally different dimension in the spiritual world. You are in tomorrow. Now people are still talking about yesterday. I'm telling you right now, people that are 20 years behind you and you're 50 years down the road and they're trying to do everything and you're not. Rukataha. To crush you, they cannot. Only the anointing oil is getting powerful and powerful as days go by. A lot of people, I'm showing you the glory of me and the power for which you are in and the power of God. Hey, stay till it behind you. Oh, Shabbat. I'm showing you the glory inside of you. You're far greater than anything in the earth realm. Now let us stop, say to God. Whew. All right, we're getting ready for our second service. If you're not looking at the words, join us today, 11 o'clock. There will be a word from the Lord. It's dressed down for the restoration family. So you can come dressed down. Now, don't come bust down. You can come dressed down. Come dressed down, but don't come bust down. All right, real quickly, we want to raise up an offering, real seed. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I'm a source seed today because this word has blessed me. Amen. I need as many people that say, I'm going to step out and source seed today. God bless you, Sister Alexis. I'm celebrating your next 2 months. I'm celebrating what God is doing for you like never before. I'm telling you, some of you men and women of God, you are the kairos of God. You are one of the greatest in the places in the kingdom of God because God has called you for this time. If you would have did this 10 years down the road, Gwen Gary or Gwen Marshall, you would never have been where you were. If you do it 20 years down the road, you will miss it. You are in your kairos telebisha. You in the timing of God. You in the perfect fit of God right now. There is no other city that God fitted you for such a time as this. God has prepared you for this time. Sister Sabrina Williams, he has mandated you for this time. Sister Diane Pryor, he has created you and established you for such a time as this. You got to understand where you at, woman of God. You got to know what God is saying to you and the place for which God has for you in this very hour in your life. You have been the mandated purpose of God. And so God has chosen you, selected you for right now. There's no other creativity on the earth realm that can be your brand. There's no other individual can establish your walk. There's no other individual that can create the artistic ability that you have. You are an artwork from God. You are the cinema of God. You are the acoustic of God. You're the symphony and you're the orchestra of God. Everything is lined up in the power of God for your life. You have outthink humanity. You have moved into the deity expression of God. There's so many things that God is getting ready to do for some of us, and you don't even see it yet. You're writing books and stories and scripts. Some of you got 40 and 50 books already written, and you haven't written one of them. You can open your mouth and read every single one of them because of who you are in the kingdom of God. Bless the name of the Lord. 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 Ooh, glory to God. I got to go. Bless you on today, saints of God. Those of you said, Prophet Matthew, I'm stepping out today because this is the word from me. When eternity meets time, the devil is in trouble. And some of you, you are speaking from eternity. You're not confused. You're speaking from eternity. Sister, the woman of God, this is the word for you, woman of God. I got to go because my iPad is about to drop down. This is the word for the woman of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the name. Let me go back. Michelle Taylor, this is the word for you, woman of God. This is a Kairos word for you right now. I want you to mark this prayer down. The Lord is getting ready to do something in the next 72 hours for your life. There's some things that you're talking to the Lord as it relates to a family issue. And woman of God, you're getting ready to see a major turnaround. The burden that you've been carrying over these last 6 years, the Lord is moving on your behalf. The Lord has given you a strategy, but you're still waiting for an answer. God said, release it to him. As you release it to him, you're going to see, woman of God, in the next 72 hours, a breakthrough in your life. There's some things that you're carrying. I'm looking at almost like 18 years ago. Something hit your life 18 years ago and shocked you. And you've been living and breathing between 18 and 20 years ago concerning this problem. But the Lord said, now I'm causing you to release it. There's a powerful place in God that he's trying to take you to right now in your life that's going to literally blow your mind. I even see some business things that God had for you, but they were held up because you were waiting for other things to happen. Woman of God, think it not strange why God has brought you for such a time as this. I don't know who this daughter is and what she's been dealing with, but the Lord has his hand on her. She had to deal with that issue, and she had to go through that issue to be where she is now. You carried that burden for a long time, and you prayed that individual through. The Lord is saying, tell you, rest in this season. I have everything under control. What you cried about and weeped about and burdened about took a lot out of you. The Lord said, release it and watch what I'm doing in your life in Jesus' name. My iPad had 1%. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to step out and sow this seed, Jubilee seed. Please do that. Step out and do that today. I'm sowing the seed. I need 20 people to say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow this $100 seed. The rest who will sow that Jubilee seed, I believe God for you right now. I want you to call that seed. Eternity have responded to time. Eternity have responded to time. I must go. I have 1% on my iPad. But those of you who say, I'm going to sow this $100 seed, and those who say, I will sow the $50 Jubilee seed, do that today. I believe God. Eternity have responded to time, and the enemy is in trouble. You believe God. Do that today. It's right on there. You can do a Cash App at Money Side. Zelle, and we restore you, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can go to our website. And go, we restore you, the letter U.org, and be a blessing. People of God, I bless the Lord for you on today. People, you just don't understand. The word that God has given me today, for many of you, is life-changing. You ain't seen nothing yet. Stand on the word of God. I believe God for you. Join me next Sunday morning at 7:45, between 7:30 and 7:45. Join us at 11 o'clock today in our sanctuary. There will be a word from the Lord for your life. I love you all. Bless you on today. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We'll talk to you soon. Then you're here. Administrator Rita Bryant. Have a phenomenal day. God bless you to be with you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.